Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. Today we learned that many of you have forgotten your wallet when you're checking out at the store or sitting at a restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, especially the big box stores, Walmart. Sam's Club, yeah. Or Costco. You remember the card to get in, yes. But not the card to pay.
I got in. I can't get out. What do I do now? And we found out that you've got a lot of cool stuff in your house.
Shark Tank is more than just a show, man.
It's exactly right. That and much more right now on the Morning Mix podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Now, Caitlin Clark is a megastar super sensation who has taken over basketball. Pro basketball, college basketball, don't matter. She is now the highest scoring athlete in NCAA basketball history.
That's correct.
Which is crazy.
Yes.
She surpassed Pistol Pete Maravich.
Pistol Pete, the late great.
Did he used to work in sales here? Or is that a different
Pistol
guy?
Pete? Somebody who stole the nickname.
We're being told that during her high school days, she was called Ponytail Pete because of how good she was.
Oh, wow.
She's
okay.
As good as Pete Maravich?
That's
okay,
right.
So the comparisons have been a long time coming, I guess.
I just don't love how derivative that is, and I feel like she deserves her own nickname.
Well, her name's not Pete, so
that's, right.
That's the problem with it in the
problem.
First place.
It's a real stick. Problem. Yeah. We're so far off. I don't get it. Why? That's so weird. What's your name? Caitlin. Hang on a sec. So Caitlin Clark needs a nickname. What should it be? 815. How about Killer Caitlin?
Okay.
That's
yeah.
Straight
all right. Yeah.
Killer Trav is Travis Kelce's Instagram handle. So there you go.
Oh, okay.
Killer Trav.
All right.
So Killer Kelce. I don't know. Right. Because that was his thing. All right. Killer Caitlin on there. How about Caitlin the Cannon Clark? 224.
Okay. We're on the right path.
312. What about Butterball? Butterball, I guess. Smooth like butter? She like turkey? Hard to say. I don't know. Why don't we combine the greatest band with the greatest college basketball player of all time and call her Nickelback Clark?
Now like we're that. Thinking.
That's nice. Caitlin Kitty Cat Clark. It's a little creepy.
Yeah.
Watch out, kitty cat's coming.
What?
Now, sure. When you get in there, you need to box out kitty cat. Yeah. Like, wait, hang on a second.
She's very swift and agile, yeah. I'm sure, like a kitty cat,
right?
But otherwise, I don't know.
I don't know about that. Caitlin, cash it, Clark. I like
yeah.
that.
There we go.
While the ball's in the air, she can just go, cash it.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice. Kate DeGreat.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be CNC Buckets Factory. Instead of CNC Music Factory, it's
yeah.
the Buckets Factory. I kind of like that. Caitlin Clark, CC Buckets Factory. Every time she comes on the court, they could play this.
Yeah.
Exciting. All right, so we got options. But the number one nickname for Caitlin Clark that came in, which I think we should push hard for. You better watch out. They're inbounding the ball to Caitlin Clutch Clark. It's perfect.
It. Yeah.
And she is clutch. She's perfectly clutch.
Absolutely.
I think henceforth, we should, and I'm not trying to overrule, but I think we go with Clutch Clark. Naysayers?
Well, I like it.
I will shut your mics off. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I said we're going with Clutch.
Oh,
it's good. It's the CL and the CL.
That's what I'm
yeah.
saying.
That really works.
I will say, I do like CNC Buckets Factory.
That's also good.
Okay, so we're going to officially go with Clutch?
Yeah.
Are you sure you said that like I'm holding a knife?
No,
too.
I think it's triple C's, right?
Okay, I'll put my knife away.
That's right.
Okay. Caitlin Clutch Clark. Henceforth, now we got to make that happen with all these other bozos that do sports stuff.
I mean, Travis and Taylor, they bought in after a while.
Yeah, TNT.
They got
right.
the bracelets made.
You're welcome.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah, the TNT bracelets are out there in solid gold.
Yeah.
So now we're going to get our Caitlin Clutch Clark jerseys made just in time for her to go to play for the Fever.
Yeah. We're trendsetters.
I guess so. I really don't want her to play for the Fever. She deserves better.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
The old polar plunge happened this week in 38-degree water. It's going to make you stay out and do a lot of weird things. You run into that water and you run back out. Of all the video we've seen, big crowds. They had over 5,300 people do the plunge at North Ave Beach over the weekend. They raised over $2 million for Chicago Special Olympics and Special Children's Charities, which is amazing. Do we have any plungers around us? Hi, Tracy. Good morning. How are you?
Hello. I'm awesome now.
Awesome now. Okay, so you plunged this weekend.
Sure did, yeah.
Okay. Now, how many times have you plunged before?
I know I could 100% say at least six. I'm sure there's been more. I have to go back and see what year was my first plunge, but I did a bunch of times to now.
Okay. So this year it was about 63, 64 degrees outside. The water temp was 38 degrees. Was this year easier than years past, or is it all about the same?
Well, the water is about the same, I would say. But definitely it was more enjoyable standing outside in the 60-degree weather than it would be. You know, we've had to be there when they've dug out the ice and snow, and we're standing around the campfire trying to stay warm before we jump in. So
right.
Yesterday was definitely more enjoyable, I would say, as far as weather-wise. But it's always a great time. It's always fun.
Okay, so how long are you actually in the water? They say, okay, go, and you run in there. Is it just like you run in, you get under your shoulders, and you come back out?
Yeah, because there's tons of people waiting. So, yeah, you just kind of go. You decide what you want to do. Some people just kind of tippy-toe in there. And I'm a plunger. I go down and get in there, and I don't think it counts if you don't really get in there. So
you go full submersion, head goes underwater.
Yes. Yesterday I kind of didn't go completely under half my hair was wet, but every other year that, and especially with the new people that show up, I tell them, look, you got to do it. You got to do it. So, yeah.
And sometimes isn't it almost worse when you only go halfway
bit?
And then it's like your body doesn't know what the heck to do. So it's like, just get it in and out, right?
Yeah, you got to get someone definitely waiting for it with a towel for you because it's
that's the only way to describe it. Woo! So that's Tracy. She's done it around six times. I think you plunge so much you start to forget. The cold water gets into your brain. You don't even remember. Hey, Thomas, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Thomas, this was your third year doing it?
I'm a third-year plunger, baby.
All right, Woo! Let's go. Congratulations, man. So do you go all in? Do you go under the water, full submersion?
Full submersion, little belly flop to get in. I'm all good to go.
Belly flop.
Belly
wow.
Flop.
Do you wear anything specific? Like some people dress up.
Yeah, I was Bowser this year.
Bowser.
Did you have a Mario and a Luigi and a Peach with you?
Nope, I was just Bowser by myself.
Bowser, I don't care.
And then belly flop.
That's what it sounded like.
That wasn't a sound effect. That's just Thomas letting us know what it sounds like. And then he hung up. I don't know.
Are you okay?
No, he hung up. He did that and hung up. That was his moment. I don't know.
I hope that wasn't the sound of something like coming at him.
No, I don't think so. He was being Bowser.
Timing. No, yeah. I'm a little worried.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh.
Okay.
All right, well, there you go.
Call us
solid
back
scream.
If you need help.
Nah. It'll be all right. There's a lot of people around. It's a big city.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
I was on a date in college. We got ice cream. It's like $12.50. I've got no cash. I have no wallet. I don't even think at that point in my life I had a credit card, so I don't know what to do.
Right.
So I'm with this girl on this date. I'm like, I have no money. She has no money. We get back in the car. We go to my apartment. I get my wallet. We go back. I can't be the only one this has happened to. You get to check out. You get the bill, and you got nothing. You are diddly squat. Hi, Danielle. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Danielle, you were at Sam's Club?
Yes.
Okay. And what kind of total are we talking about here?
It was like $400. It was a cart full with two crazy kids, and I was so embarrassed.
So what did you do? They've already scanned everything, and then they say to you, all right, it's $400, and you got nothing. What do you do?
Well, I had the diaper bag, so I thought I had thrown my wallet in there because we were running errands all day, and I realized as I was digging for the wallet and I couldn't find it, I was panicking. I realized that my husband and I switched cars, so the night before, I had run to Walgreens, and I threw my wallet in there and locked it, and I didn't even think about grabbing my wallet because he left early in the morning.
Right.
So I was like red faced. The kids were like, "Mom, I'm tired. I'm hungry." And the lady's like, you know, staring at me. There's a long line. I'm like, "Oh my God, I have to leave all this stuff and come back." It was terrible.
Now, when you came back, did you have to reshop for all of it, or did they hold your order?
Oh no, I didn't go back the same day. I was like, "I'm done." I went back the day after and I reshopped for all of my items.
Oh my God.
I was like, "I am not doing this again."
Yeah.
It was bad.
So poor Danielle at Sam's Club with the crying kids. Oh. Got nothing. $400.
They should have just let you go.
They should have. You know what? You can have it. We do so many of these.
400 is average.
Come on.
You know, yeah, average yeah. Out of price there.
Hi, Melissa. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank
now, this,
you.
This is funny. This seems to be a trend. You weren't at Sam's Club, but you were at Costco.
I sure was.
And what happened?
Yeah. Same situation. Got the girls and get to the end. And I'm like, crap, I switched my purse the night before and didn't put my whole wallet in. I just took a couple cards and I didn't have the right card for Costco. So I had to have them hold my cart so I could go home, get the right card, and then come back and check out.
Wow.
And that's almost worse when you're pulling out like Gap.
Yeah.
Library
yeah,
card.
Sorry.
And it's like you're doing a bit and you're like, no,
no
I swear. I don't.
You're at Costco. Yeah. You pull out Sam's Club. But this won't work.
Yeah.
Like what? Hi, Annette. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
We're on the tour of Nikki's favorite stores here because you were at Aldi.
Yes. My husband and I went and we did our grocery shopping. He had a cart full. Can't go in Aldi's without spending over $100, mm-hmm. Of course.
Definitely.
So we get up there. They run everything through. I go in my purse and no wallet.
Mm. Mm.
So I switched my wallet between my purse yep. and my bag that I take to work. So I didn't switch it back. My husband, I looked at him. He didn't have his wallet with us. And the cashier, she just kind of smiled and laughed a little because we know her because we're in usually once a week or so. And fortunately at Aldi, they can suspend your order and put your cart to the side. So we were able to run back home, get my card, come back, and take our groceries home.
Okay, so it all worked out at the grocery store.
Yeah.
So far we've had three people at basically grocery stores who are able to hold their cart to the side or they'll restock everything. Hi, Scott. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing all right. Now, Scott, this was not a situation where you could put anything back, if I understand it correctly.
No, it would be we had already eaten, so they would not want it back.
You guys are at a restaurant and you ate. What happened?
So we were in the Great Smoky Mountains, and we took her car to go from the national park into town. My wallet's in my car. I never realized this. We're eating dinner and all that, you know, and then and the bill comes, and I'm like, oh, well, I don't have my wallet. Do you have Apple Pay? No, they don't, you know. So then very awkward moment, you know, and I said, oh, I guess you're going to have to pay. So she did, and the kicker was, she wanted to go out to dinner the next night. We took her car, and I did the same exact thing.
Come on.
It happened two nights in a row?
Two nights in a row, yes.
But you got a couple free dinners.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
I did, yeah. It's almost out of the relationship. Yeah, I got two dinners out of the deal.
Watch out, yeah.
Now, you said the two only ones.
The yeah. relationship yeah. did not last?
Oh, no, it's all good. We're good. Yep. She oh, just, okay. You know. Yep.
Yeah, a couple dirty looks. You get over that. You get over a couple side
wallets now. Yeah, it's fine.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Once in the shower, a little hungover, I put the shampoo in my hands and then I washed my face with it. Like, I've done that.
Yeah, right.
But that's okay. You just feel dumb. You're like, oh my God, don't burn my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But other things can happen. Hi, Trish. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So, Trish, you were out. You had a fun night and now it's the next morning and what happens?
So I was actually back home from college, and I came home after spending what seemed to be, like, many hours at the bar with some, you know, hometown friends. Then at about 4 a.m., I got up to pee and peed with the toilet seat down.
Oh, no!
Did not realize it until the morning after when I heard my mother at 7 in the morning screaming.
Hi, Teresa. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm all right. My heart just skipped two beats, but I'm fine. Now, Teresa, what happened? You woke up one morning after a big night of drinking, and what happened?
I just grabbed a tube of what I thought was toothpaste and tasted funny. And so I went to put a little bit more on and realized I was using Desitin.
Hey! Oh. You love that. That's great on like a some kind of a itchy butt.
Baby butt.
Baby
yeah.
butt.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, it's yeah. for baby
cream that is not meant yeah, for your mouth.
Yeah. You got a red lower zone. You can hit it with some Desitin.
And it's got a smell
yeah,
as
it's
well.
It's got its own. And it's really hard to rinse off your hands, by the way.
Oh, my goodness.
Be careful out there. So Teresa brushed her teeth with Desitin. Hi, Linda. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm worried that you need to go to poison control, Linda. It was the next morning, and what happened?
I was calling poison control. I was terrified. I thought it was my mouthwash, and then when I realized it wasn't, I actually swallowed it, and it was nail polish remover.
You swallowed nail polish remover.
I died. Like, I thought I was going to die.
I would think so, too, because a big swig of mouthwash, and you're wishing it around. Now, boy, your mouth was probably very clean. Some stain came right off. That's nice. Were you okay? Did you have to go to a doctor?
No, I called right away, and I thought for sure. And they kind of laughed and said, well, you know what? This happened quite a bit. I'm like, really? Oh, my God. They said, you should be okay. And I was okay.
Yeah, well, based on everything you'd put in your system the night before.
Right. It's just a little more alcohol, basically. It actually made her feel better.
Yeah, right, exactly, yeah. We got a lot of texts. 630, I sprayed poopery in my hair thinking it was hairspray.
Dang.
That's not so bad, you know.
Its hair smells fresh.
Yeah, right.
Doesn't smell like poo.
708, I woke up to my family yelling, only to learn that I had vomited in the laundry hamper.
Okay.
Yeah, well. Kind of nice. Did some Vagisil on the toothbrush, very similar to the Desitin.
Oh, wow.
I put deodorant spray on my hair instead of hairspray. It's not bad. I peed in my roommate's UGG boots, says Carolyn. That means you had to squat over the UGG boots.
Yeah, for the aim. I mean, well done.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
What's the cool thing in your house? Like, if we came to your house, you'd be like, this is the cool thing at my house. Hi, Stephanie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Stephanie, what's the cool thing in your house?
Well, we do have a full bar in the basement. However, the bathroom down there has a urinal.
Boom.
Hang on
just a minute. A few months ago, someone called us to tell us they were about to put in a urinal. Is that you, Stephanie?
It is not.
Oh, okay. Great. So we have multiple urinals.
Multiple urinal installations. I think that one was in the garage. So we've got garage and basement urinals now.
So what's funny about that, Stephanie, is that the woman who called was going to surprise her husband with the urinal, and Nikki almost blew it because Nikki almost told the husband. But it all worked out. Did you guys install the urinal, or was it there when you moved in?
We installed it.
And just for you to use?
Sure. Yeah. My husband had always wanted one, and I always thought that my house would smell like Wrigley.
Right.
And so I said, I kind of nixed it. And then when we redid our kitchen, and as we were sitting there picking out all the appliances, I said, what do you have in Space Saver urinals? So that was kind
of
his. Okay.
And it doesn't stink?
No, actually. He bought these, like...
cakes?
I don't know what they're called.
Urinal cakes?
But it's like rubber, and it's orange, and so the whole basement smells like citrus.
Oh, nice.
That's some fancy urinal
cake. Yeah, I feel the problem with Wrigley is all the people that are just, peeing everywhere.
It's the amount of pee.
Yeah, it's the amount of people and pee. Not,
right.
Not
it makes me kind of wonder what the original urinal cake smells like before it's in use. I've never taken one out of the package and placed it into a urinal, you know?
Like, what's the tag say? You know, like, fresh pee smell.
Aren't they normally pink?
Yeah, they are.
I think so.
Of like bubble gum.
In the old days, they were. And then they would dissolve over time. They used to have them in my grade school, and you just watch them slowly disappear.
Do you guys aim for the cakes?
No.
No, because they get spray back.
There you go. I didn't want to be that gross. And you,
I didn't
you
know
said
that.
It in a nice way.
Thank you.
Yes. So that could backfire on you, for sure.
You don't want to walk out and have a little bit of spray back on your slacks.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Okay, yeah.
You
know. I would have thought that would be a fun game, but you learn.
Hey, Teresa, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Now, what's the cool thing in your basement?
I have a pop machine.
A pop machine? Now, do you charge people?
No, I don't.
Free refills.
Do you load it, or do you have somebody else load it?
I load it.
Okay, and what is in the pop machine currently?
Pepsi Pepsi and Diet Pepsi. There's six tubs, but we only use two.
Got it.
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah, is it one where you push the cup up against the thing and it goes out? Or and it sounds like that's the answer. That's the same thing, if I may take it back to myself. I had that in my basement when I was in high school, and I was like only popular of people coming to my house for that reason.
Now, Teresa, why do you have a pop machine? Like, how did it all come to be?
Because we're addicted to fountain soda.
Okay.
So you bought it and had it installed yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And then,
and then we maintain it.
Okay, got
it. We change the CO2, we add the syrup.
Wow.
Totally.
Now, Whip, I never understood how you came by it. Like, why did your family have it?
My dad used to work for, the company was General Foods, but it was a few other things also out in Wooddale at the time.
Got it.
And he would do stuff with those at work. And then we had one.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now we're going to go to Brett. Brett, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning.
Your last name's not Favre, is it?
No, I wish it was.
Because this sounds like a really classy thing to have in your house. What do you have in your house that's so cool?
Indoor pool.
You have an indoor pool in your house?
Oh, wow.
Nice.
May I ask what neighborhood you live in?
Crown Point, Indiana.
Crown Point, baby. Now, did you guys install an indoor pool when you moved in, or was it already there?
No, we built the house around we bought the house and then added the pool and an addition.
Is there a slide?
Yes, actually there is
a slide. I love it.
Do
I'm
you live
over.
At the Sybaris? No.
It's always been a dream of mine, and you know, the seasons are too short and life's too short to clean your pool constantly. We don't have any leaves, we very little dirt. And we get to use it year round.
That's amazing.
Yeah, smart.
So how long have you had the pool, Brett? Like how many years?
Probably 15 now.
And has using it waned at all? Or do you use it just as much now as you did when you first put it in?
No, work gets in the way. But
yeah.
We do use it quite a bit.
And the house doesn't smell like chlorine.
No, it's a saltwater pool.
Oh, man.
It
just keeps getting better.
Yeah.
There are some sharks in there.
So growing up, Brian Winkler, his family had a pool in their house in Mount Prospect. They had an indoor pool, and it was the same thing. It was built off the back of the house. And I, as a little kid, never really noticed, but I always wondered, as an adult thinking back on it, did their house smell like chlorine?
Right.
But it wasn't saltwater. Theirs wasn't.
How do you get all that saltwater? Where do you get it?
We'll have to call him back.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I think you get it shipped in.
Okay, you just
start
pouring
in there. Yeah.
You start buying the big Costco bags
of
salt.
We need a little more salt.
Molson, yeah.
Mix it in.
And speaking of pools and swimming, Dave, good morning.
Good morning. You know what? Now, my stuff ties in with Brett. So I want to put my sharks in Brett's pool.
That's right, because Dave used to have a shark tank in his house. Why did you have a shark tank?
Because I don't, you know what? I got an idea in my head one day, and that's what happened.
Wild. But you don't have the shark tank anymore because one broke out and it ate your wife? What happened?
No. Divorce will do that to you, Chris.
Oh, I thought that's what it said. I misunderstood.
Different kinds of sharks. Different kinds of sharks.
Got it. Watch out.
She got the shark.
Oh, man.
Are you serious? Man. Wow.
What kind were they? I just need to know.
Lemon sharks, cat shark, nurse shark.
Oh, like these are these are people eaters.
We're talking about it like a 300-gallon tank.
What did you live at the Shedd Aquarium?
It's like at ABT or APT.
So now,
Dave. Yeah, well, that's crazy there. That thing's giant. That's like 1,600 gallons.
Oh, that's
okay. So a 300-gallon tank. What's like the breakout? How big? Like, what is that like? 5x5, like how big is that?
No, you're talking about you're like 8 foot by 24 inches tall by like 24 deep.
Wow, that's crazy. Now, where did you have it? In the basement? In the garage?
Well, yeah, because you figure a gallon of water is what, 8.34 pounds.
Duh.
So times to multiply that out.
Yeah, so you need support underneath it for it not break through your house and have sharks everywhere.
Yeah,
this whole thing.
Correct. I got a real question for you, Dave. I got a real question. Is that allowed? Is that legal to have sharks like that? Or did you guys have to sneak them in the trunk of your car?
No, you can buy certain sharks that are legal to have in the U.S., but they're closing all the reefs. Like the Philippines still harnesses sharks, aquarium sharks. Australia did. So did like Hawaii for a while. But wow, all those reefs are now closed.
I feel like he would be. Have you guys ever watched that show where they build the aquariums in places?
Yes.
It's on like TLC or something. And you're like, who does this?
That's crazy.
I finally found someone who did.
I have so many questions.
By the way, party at Brett's house.
Yeah, right. Brett's
yeah, that's
got
it.
Yeah.
That's
Dave's
it.
Coming with the sharks. We're going to toss them in the saltwater pool. Have at it, kids. Happy summer.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2.
Sound check. Sound check. This is Nikki's sound check on the Morning Mix.
So let's start with Taylor Swift announcing the fourth Tortured Poets Department variant. So they're called
fourth and final, she said.
Right.
Hopefully.
And yes, they're saying it is the final. It's called the Black Dog. But I'm more stuck in they're calling it a variant.
Right. What is this, the Marvel
like,
Cinematic Universe?
I was like,
universe?
What is this? It's a disease? And so it's like a bonus track, really.
Totally.
But it's a variant. So I just it just makes it sound scary.
Is it about Tom Hiddleston? Because he was Loki and there's all the variants
right.
in Loki.
I don't know, but like the whole way this is written, it's like it's the, all the variants. So we've already heard about the manuscript. We've heard about the Bolter. We've heard about the Albatross. So these are all, as again, quoting, variant exclusive bonus tracks for the Tortured Poets Department. So this will be the final one, The Black Dog. This was announced yesterday. So look forward to that, the fourth and final variant.
Yes, and it comes like with each one comes with a quote, and this one's quote is "Old habits die screaming," which I'm excited how like angry that sounds.
That sounds like a Fall Out Boy record.
Yeah,
okay.
It does. So watch out for that variant on your way. Nashville. So they're known for their honky tonks. If you guys been before ever?
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry, I thought we're getting offensive. Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
No.
Once you said tonk, we were good.
Oh yes, if you go to the honky tonks, it's fun. Everybody like is trying to own a piece of it now.
Yeah.
So like Luke Bryan's got some. I got one. Jason Aldean, Miranda Lambert. Garth Brooks has a really huge one, apparently. These were talking honky tonks in Nashville.
Kid Rock has one.
Chris Haynes, you gotta watch out.
A new newcomer on the scene, it's going to be JBJ's Nashville. So John Bon Jovi is getting in. It's getting in on the whole honky tonk thing. And apparently, like, the locals are mad because they're like, you're not going to really be about the country music. You're going to just be about the crowds because you're Bon Jovi. Whatever.
He's a cowboy.
Right.
And on a steel horse.
Hello.
He rides.
Right. As a kid, I thought it was stale. I never got that.
Yeah,
stale horse.
I was like,
watch
you
out.
Don't want that. Why
you
would
want
you want
horse.
That? So anyway, he's going to draw on the rockers who go to the Nashville just to party, not to hear country music. Newsflash, a lot of people go to Nashville just to party. So anyway, look for that. It'll be opening up along with, remember, we mentioned this earlier, he's got that documentary coming out with the entire band, Richie and everyone. That'll be on Hulu next month. So look for that. Whip, little heads up for you. BTS's V announces a new single. It's F-R-I and then in parentheses, end. So it's friends, but like the end is in parentheses within the word. So I'm just going to, that's the name of the song.
Okay. They're creative.
It's like, maybe it's about the end of a friendship, the beginning of a friendship, friendship. It could be any of these things.
You're absolutely right. I will tell you what I do know, Whip. It is rooted in pop soul, delivers relatable, witty romance through lyrics written entirely in English.
Of course it is.
All English.
That's what I'm saying.
So look for that. March 15th, it will be out.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
Have you guys heard about Cava Grill?
No.
Maybe not yet, but the popular casual Mediterranean restaurant is opening their first location in Illinois, and it's going to be right here in Wicker Park this spring. It's going to be on Milwaukee at the former Native Foods Cafe storefront. That was a really big location, but...
I used to get Native Foods there.
Yeah.
But okay.
It's out of business.
I guess we'll have Cava Grill.
So Cava Grill's in like 25 other states with a lot of different locations, but we don't have it here. People describe it as like a Chipotle, I guess, so you can make different bowls, different wraps. I guess it's popular everywhere else, so we'll see if the first one in Illinois, and maybe it's one of many.
Yeah.
First of many.
See if you want a Cava.
Exactly. So a Mediterranean diet is popular. A lot of people say that. And people also say you should work out, stay active, which is a little bit easier said than done. CrossFit, very popular workout, a little bit tough to get into, but there is some trending audio that might actually make you follow through.
I do CrossFit. CrossFit? What's CrossFit? It's where you cross your fingers and you hope you close fit.
Oh, amen.
That is something we can get behind. And lastly, there is a picture prank trend going on at Target. So what you do is you take your friends, significant others, whoever's worst picture of them or most embarrassing picture of them. You go to Target with them and then you hide it inside of the picture frames in the picture aisle. And then you go there and you say, hey, I need to buy a picture frame. And then their picture is just there in the aisle and they're like, how did this get here?
I saw a video of a couple this weekend where the wife did it to the husband. And it was a horrible, embarrassing photo of him. And he was like, I should be getting paid by these guys. They have my photo. It's hilarious.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's it seems like a lot of work for a
lot of effort. A lot of effort.
But yes. If you got the time, energy, and nothing else to do, do that. I bet Target doesn't appreciate it.
Do it for the gram.
Do it for the gram. And that's your Flash Briefing.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.